It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State public health officials say coronavirus has not peaked in Colorado, but it might be leveling off. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist. She says the data show that Colorado's efforts to slow the spread of the virus appear to be working.
We do seem to be experiencing a slowing of our increase and perhaps even a plateau in the number of cases with the level of social distancing, the stay-at-home order we have in place right now.
Herlihy says the next few days should show the full effect of social distancing and whether the daily case count might decrease. Colorado's total confirmed cases stands at almost 8,000. Colorado's Planned Parenthood clinics are seeing an uptick in the number of women seeking appointments. Many are coming from nearby states like Texas, where some forms of abortion have been banned as elective surgery during the pandemic. Dr. Christina Tocci is vice president and medical director of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. She argues that reproductive health services are time-sensitive and essential.
Individuals are still going to have sexually transmitted infections that need to be screened for and treated. Patients are still going to have birth control needs. Patients are still going to need to access abortion services. That doesn't stop.
In any given year, about 10% of Planned Parenthood's patients in Colorado are from out of state. A food worker at a Pueblo school district who was suspected of having COVID-19 has tested negative. That possibility led the school district to suspend food delivery for 2 weeks for cleaning and to quarantine other workers who may have been exposed. District officials say the closure will stay in place so they can continue cleaning as a precautionary measure. This is CPR News.